Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you know, we're convinced the checks and balances that our founding fathers worked so hard to gain for us, very unique. It was the red pill of their day, if you will, to realize that God's in charge, not government, and to turn to God. And that those checks and balances they put in place are one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips today. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We consider this news the networks refuse to use. We consider this Solutions Radio. And yes, indeed, Sam Bushman is in Rapid City, South Dakota, live, broadcasting live for Red Pill Expo. Red Pill, because you know something is wrong. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Bowen, yesterday. And he's not even with us. He's at another event down in Pensacola, Florida. And Larry Bowen is president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. USSLibertyVeterans.org if you want to learn about that. But USS Liberty was a tragic event back in 1967. On June 8, 1967, while patrolling in international waters in the East Mediterranean, see, the USS Liberty got taken down by Israel, intentionally so. The government won't admit to it. We're keeping the story alive for our faithful American servants, patriots, veterans, survivors, and more. Critical issue. Larry is a survivor of the six-day war massacre, if you don't know much about it. USS Liberty veterans reveal truth about the attack, and they're celebrating, or I should say commemorating, the 54th anniversary this weekend in Pensacola, Florida. And it's a day of healing, ladies and gentlemen. It's critical. No investigation of that attack really took place in great enough detail. The question I ask you all is why. Why do I focus on that is because it's one of the ultimate false flag attacks that is more provable than you could possibly imagine. When live survivors tell you the story from their personal experiences, it gets wow. Prayers are with those folks. We then talked to Casey Wayland, activist and citizen journalist, North Idaho Exposed, available on all major platforms, YouTube and more. And not only did we interview Casey, but he interviewed me, put me on video. That's scary, isn't it? Anyway, check out Casey's incredible work, North Idaho Exposed. Look it up. It's all over the place. Hour two, we had our guest on, Dr. Scott Bradley, with us to Preserve the Nation, freedomsrisingsun.com. He was remote, but with me as a co-host every Monday and Friday on your radio. Do you know what a apparatchik means, huh? A term English speakers borrowed from the Russians, which simply means part of the Communist Party, part of the Communist Party machine. Look out for that. We also talk about Paul Landsgaard. He was with us. Freedom fighter, political activist, red pill supporter and volunteer from the start. We talked about Dave Blackman, citizen attending redpillexpo.org. We had our guest on, Jerry Day, speaker at Red Pill Expo. He talks about contracts and the law. His website, freedomtaker.com, dedicated to understanding, reducing, and managing EMF exposures. EMFhealthcenter.com was his website. That's the recap of yesterday's broadcast. Still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Tell the tale. We are here live in Rapid City with a big old backdrop for Loving Liberty. And we've got guests and people running around as Red Pill kicks off today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday event. RedPillExpo.org. And by the way, if you can't make it here to South Dakota, you can watch the live streams. Not too expensive. The starting packages are $45, and you get the live streams you can watch. Then you can watch them 30 days after the event as well. Share them with your loved ones and spread the word. give people the red pill. It'll make a difference in their lives. All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Jumping to our first guest. His name is Marcus Ellis, and he's a terminal cancer conqueror. You got to love that. MarcusEllis.org is his website, and he's into a lot of stuff. We'll drill into it now. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning, Sam.
Tell us your personal story, my friend.
Well, the story is amazing. Most people cannot believe this. Actually, I started out, you know, all my life I was very interested in naturopathic things, but I really didn't have time to pursue it because I developed and owned a huge catering company in Dallas, Texas called Ellis Castle. I had 125 employees, and we were doing massive numbers of catering jobs, gourmet catering and event planning for people. So I was very busy, had 125 employees, literally was around the clock doing work, and I never had time to research what I kind of knew in the back of my head was wrong. I was also a minister of music at a 7,000-member church in Dallas at one point, and it was very interesting. My initial introduction to cancer, I had two people in that congregation. One of them was on the staff of this huge church, and she was the daycare director for the huge church, and she developed cancer, and she did exactly what the doctors told her to do. In fact, the preachers and everyone said, hey, trust your doctors.
And they killed her, didn't they?
Absolutely. 6 months later, they gave her 6 months to live, and 6 months later, she was gone. She did exactly what they told her to do, and they did exactly what they told her would happen. So 6 months later, she was gone. Another lady, though, in the congregation was really interesting. She was an elderly woman by the time I met her, and she had been, as an infant, she had developed cancer in her cheek. And so the course of treatments for her, as a little person, and then as a young person, and then as a woman, they began to cut. They use the American Medical Association is a very small toolbox. It's cut, burn, poison, and drug. That's all they have. And so she literally, they had...
Hold on. Cut, burn, poison, and drug. That sounds horrible.
It is. I'm telling you. Yeah. The American Medical Association is not about the word heal or the word cure. Those are four-letter swear words. Yeah. They do not want me to use them as I speak across the country. They don't want to use them. They never will. Because they don't intend to heal. They don't intend to cure. They intend to get you on their quote-unquote treatments. I happen to know the words they use, and I've distilled it all down. I know what they're saying. The treatments is a euphemism for money. It's all about the money.
And it's a control mechanism as well.
Absolutely. So literally, this woman had cut off her cheek. They began by cutting off her cheek, then they cut off her nose, then they cut off her eye. By the time I'd met her, she'd had 39 chemotherapy treatments. They'd let her, sent her home to die. Her husband had divorced her. Her daughter disowned her. She was living in a trailer by herself. And literally, I went to start visiting her. Part of my job was to visit the elderly. And so I went into her trailer, and I began to develop a relationship with Joanne. She was a lovely lady, and she had open running sores on her body and all kinds of issues. She wore a face mask. Basically, she looked like the Phantom of the Opera, if you could imagine. And it was really devastating. She literally wouldn't go to church. She had to wear a wig, and she had really terrible looking personality, but her inner person was gorgeous. So I got to know her, and I got to know a man that was treating her there in her trailer. And he was a brilliant guy. His name is Ralph. And he was traveling at the behest of kings and queens throughout the world to cure their cancers. Very bright man. Literally, he was there all the time. We began to develop a friendship, and I loved it. And over the course of time, he said, let me tell you something. The director of oncology at MD Anderson brought his wife to me. And I said, pardon me? MD Anderson is a monster cancer clinic there in Houston. And he said, the director of oncology brought his wife to me and asked if I would help, heal her. And I said, well, of course I would do that, but I have one question for you. And he said, since you have the entire arsenal of MD Anderson at your behest, why are you coming to me? And the man said something that absolutely stuck with me for 40 years. He said, because you don't give chemotherapy to people you love. And that was 40 years ago. And he was the director of oncology there. So I always had this thing about chemo. I knew it was awful. I didn't want to do it. But at the time that cancer struck me, fast forward, cancer struck me just a few years ago. And literally, their program that they gave me was horrific. I went in, they said, hey, man, you're stage 4, Vanderbilt. Stage 4. And, that's stage 4 if you know anything about cancer, bro. That's the end zone.
So, yeah, you only got one after that. Right?
Yeah, that's it. You're gone. And so I did.
That's why they say knocking on heaven's door. Don't
they? Amen, brother. Because I lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks. I was a shadow of my former self. And what I did, they immediately put me in through their stuff. And I didn't know anything better because I hadn't spent any time and done any research. And this is really why I'm enjoying talking to you, Sam, because I want to get people a little bit aware before this stuff hits them so they have an action plan. The action plan would be to not do chemo, not do radiation. These things that they're doing cause cancer. The diagnostic tools, Sam, if you can believe this, the diagnostic tools of the AMA produce cancer. Literally.
Yeah, because, for example, when they take a biopsy, for instance, they cut into the cancer and it just releases the cancer to spread throughout your body.
Yes, because cancer is grown in a little protective sac. The way our Creator made cancer, it's in that sac. What they do is they go in, they destroy the integrity of the sac and spread the cancer. It's a magnificent tool to destroy the body. But you don't want to take a mammogram. All the women here that are listening, don't take mammograms. They actually do an invasive thing with the mammogram. They smash your breast tissue, once again, destroying the integrity of that holder for it and literally spread the cancer, and then they irradiate you. I mean, it's just massively wrong. There's a thermogram out there. If any women want to hear more about this, I can talk with you. But thermograms are perfectly safe. So you
all
can
right,
do it instead.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Marcus Ellis, a terminal cancer conqueror. Think about that kind of a phrase, ladies and gentlemen. You got to like that, right? Conqueror. He's providing financial resources for terminal, chronic, and critically ill patients. Fellow sufferers, if you will. Enjoy the journey. MarcusEllis.org.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. We are indeed in Rapid City, South Dakota, broadcasting live for Red Pill Expo, redpill.org, because you know something is wrong. Have no fear if you're not live with us at the Red Pill Expo. They have live streams starting at $45 where you can be involved in the proceedings for the comfort of your own home. Spread the word, tell the tale, let everybody know. Today and tomorrow, Red Pill Expo kicks off. And people are walking in left and right to the room. And it's going to be a wonderful educational opportunity for all of you. We are now talking to Marcus Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. MarcusEllis.org is his website. Marcus says his website is meant to bring clarity to issues of health, energetic healing, insurances, symphonic sounds, and amazing technologies. to provide powerful, substantive life changes. There's a lot there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start on the word that he ended on. You don't want to get a mammogram, folks. Okay, it's dangerous. It'll spread cancer throughout your body. If you have any of that kind of stuff, it's bad news. However, there is a word that you do want to use. What's that we want to take?
It's a thermogram for the ladies and for men, too. It literally provides an analysis of the heat spots in your body, wherever they are. And that inflammation can be then worked. And any one of our diseases, Sam, this is the problem with America today. The Medical Association focuses on the location of a tumor or the location of a problem instead of realizing that all diseases stem from inflammation.
Number right, now one. Let's stop there because this is critical. So they look at it and say, let's find the spot. Let's go ahead and invade that spot in a way that triggers the spreading of the very disease they claim they're trying to prevent.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better.
All right, now inflammation is something in the body that can be detected everywhere, and it is the precursor and the companion of all disease. Is that right?
Absolutely. And so all of these diseases in America, our common denominator is inflammation. So you're looking at inflammation, all of these things, arthritis, you know, neuropathies, all of the things to do with diabetes, you know, even cancer in every form. It's always about this. Let me tell you this, Sam. All cancer is cellular malfunction, just so you know this. The location of the tumor is irrelevant. What they do is they camp out on the location of the tumor. So they'll actually have the temerity to cut off a woman's breast because they see breast cancer. They literally don't tell the woman that this is a system-wide problem. It has nothing to do with the location. And the system-wide problem is cellular malfunction.
Well, the location is a downstream symptom.
You got it, bro. It is a symptom. What they do is they do symptomology suppression 101. I've come to call it that.
I understand.
All it is just symptomology suppression.
All right, there's so many words. There's so many things that you do. I want to kind of go about it a little bit upside down, if you don't mind. You're involved as a serial entrepreneur, if you will, because you're involved in so many things as a result of your personal journey. Ellis Enterprises is one of your companies?
Yes, sir.
Viatical Settlements, Richardson Store, Rain International. So tell me what happened in your personal journey. How did you wake up so fast? How did you save your life? Let's start there, okay?
Thank you so much. The question comes up about what happened with the cancer. Literally, I went in, I submitted myself to all the treatments because everybody in my world said, you have to do this. This is what you got to do because these are the experts.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're going to die.
Exactly. But they don't tell you that if you do, you're going to die.
It's going to be a long, horrible, sufferable death. And then they subject you to all the long, horrible, sufferable along the way, right?
So exactly. I literally went in and they put a port in my chest. They surgically imported this port into my chest and then began draining these horrible chemicals into me. They call them chemo. If you know the origins of chemo, Sam, it's one of the most heinous things. It came out of World War I Germany, where they used it for what was called, the same people that designed it designed what was called back then in World War I, it was the chemical that they used for, I want to call it mustard gas. And then in World War II, the same people designed the thing called Zyklon B gas for Hitler. The same people designed chemo. So it has a 2.3% success rate. It doesn't work. People know that if you get chemo, you're going to lose your hair. You're going to have what the medical society says is they call them side effects. This is another wacko term. Side effects is a lie. It's direct effects. And as the military says, they're called collateral damage. They go in and they hit one target and then they hit all these other things and destroy everything in its wake. For instance, when I submitted to these chemo, literally, I took basically a year's worth of treatments. And at the end of a year, they had given me, you know, of course I lost all my hair, which is why I grow a beard today, because I can. But I lost all my hair. They destroyed, they gave me what's called chemo brain, which means you can't think, you lose stream of thought. Literally, they destroyed my immune system, so I couldn't go out in public for a year. I had pulmonary embolisms, which are blood clots on the lungs, three of them. I had a heart attack. They brought me in for a cardiac night. It was a horrible experience. They gave me arthritis in my hip, neuropathy in my feet. I have head-to-toe damage. Well,
and when you say they gave those things to you, what they really did is destroyed your immune system. And as a result, then your body wasn't able to do its normal, proper balance. See, all of us are teetering between health and non-health based on the strength of our immune system. And it changes moment to moment, day to day.
Absolutely, brother. Right? It's very important. Interestingly enough, I say they gave it to me because I was a gymnast. I was a cheerleader, a marching band president. I was a very physically active catering company owner. Literally, I never stopped. And so I never had any of these problems before. All the ones I just mentioned to you were directly due to the chemo.
Due to the paralyzing of your immune system.
Absolutely. The destruction. Created. The destruction of my immune system.
Yes.
You got it. So I was now, you know, I have all these problems. I still have some of these problems and others I'm not even going to tell you on air. But literally, I know that they give you so many problems. You think that you're dying from the cancer. This is the trick. You're dying from the treatments. You're not dying from the cancer. So I have to really caution people and think, you know, I went through this so I could give people a little bit of hope. I know what they did to me. After the course of the year's treatments, basically, I got a phone call on a Friday night. My daughter was the field commander of the big marching band. She was up on the tower conducting the band. It was 7:30 on a Friday night. They literally called me, the oncologist called me, and he said, hey, we didn't get it all. And I said, what? I thought I was done with those people. He said, we didn't get it all. You need more chemo, more radiation, a stem cell transplant, and maybe experimental treatments.
Yeah, if we leave a little bit behind, it'll kill you, Marcus. You'll die.
Exactly. And I said, what? I couldn't believe all the problems that I have. I said, what if I don't do any of that? He said, I'll give you 6 months, Sam. This is a doctor who gave me 6 months. And I'll never forget those words. They're indelibly etched in my brain. 6 months. And what happened was at that point, I had developed a network of people that are curing and healing all diseases. About 350 clinics that I work with across the country. Literally, these are practitioners and products and protocols that absolutely are turning cancer and all these diseases around. And, you know, they don't want us to talk about this, but I'm just going to tell you, there is something wrong with the picture because healthcare should be about health, not about the money. I found out that this is all about the funds. I was out $400,000, Sam. And at the end of the oncology, it was $400,000. And then I was terminal. At that point, I went naturopathically. A nutritional biochemist in Florida helped me come to terms with everything. He used state-of-the-art equipment that's 40 years ahead of the AMA. The diagnostic tools are fascinating that are out there, but you won't hear about them in the medical society. So literally, he used these and he gave me a wonderful diagnosis. He said, yes, you've got you're stage six, he said, and you really need to do some changes. At that point, he gave me a 35-page protocol. He said, here's what you got to do. I came back to Nashville, where I live, and I did that all by myself. I never saw the man again, and I literally just followed exactly. It was massive, about 16 different things. I call it Sweet 16, all those different things I did at the same time. And I'll tell you, one big thing happened was the diet. The nutritional world changed everything about my diet.
All right, so let's talk about diet for a quick second.
Go.
Because there's so many dietary recommendations out there. It is a landmine of absolute psychotic confusion.
You got it.
So let's start there and kind of come back and say, you know, you want to reject the standard American diet, the SAD diet. You got to get rid of that, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to avoid all the packaged foods.
Yes.
You've got to basically take a step back and watch what you drink, watch what you eat. And it's very hard in our society because society has this social psychotic relationship with food. I mean, it's worse than a bad lover, I'm telling you right now. It's crazy. So it's the kind of thing, though, where you've got to set that up and say, hey, I'm rejecting that. Now let's start and say, what should you be eating and drinking?
I'm so proud that you asked that. It's very relatively simple, and you do need to have, at first, somebody to think this through with, and I'll be glad to be that somebody. But let me tell you, I know that you can't at all deal with sugar. Cancer thrives on sugar. Hey, and can you imagine, Sam, the diagnostic tools called the PET scan, which is positive emission tomography, uses radioactive glucose. They actually are feeding your cancer glucose, getting it excited, then they irradiate you so they can see what they gave it for the meal. It's all upside down logic.
Radioactive sugar sounds awesome.
It's awful.
Not. All right. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Marcus. And Marcus Ellis is a lot of us would say cancer survivor, right? He's not saying that. He's saying, I'm a cancer conqueror. How many people run around and say that when they give you 6 months to live? Huh? Powerful, substantive, life changes, MarcusEllis.org.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Mixed reaction to the latest jobs report. The Labor Department announcing Friday the U.S. added about 560,000 jobs in May. President Biden calls the report great news, and he says it's due in part to the American Rescue Plan.
The plan provided those resources to get shots in people's arms, underwrite the vaccination effort, enough vaccine supply for every single American, more vaccinators, people to put shots in the arms, and more vaccination sites.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, though, points out economists expected more jobs to be added, and he says long-term unemployment is higher now than when the pandemic started. A microbiologist now reconsidering his thoughts on the origins of COVID. New York City Dr. Peter Pelese was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he told London's The Daily Mail a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's assault weapons ban overturned. The ban in effect since 1989, but a federal judge Friday rules it violates the Second Amendment. California's attorney general plans to appeal. Facebook banning former President Trump until after the midterm elections. Here's Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying they would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
G7 countries agree to a historic new tax deal. Finance ministers in London agree to tax companies where they conduct their business. They also agree to a minimum corporate tax rate of 15% to avoid countries undercutting each other. A UK official says this will reform the global tax system to make it fit for the global digital age. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus Ellis with us. MarcusEllis.org, the website. Check it out. You got to learn. Cancer conquer on your radio. So you got to jettison sugar, ladies and gentlemen. It flat out paralyzes your immune system. And then you're going to just get sick with all kinds of things. That's fascinating how they do that. So changing your diet, Marcus, you got to jettison sugar, first of all, right?
Absolutely. It feeds the cancer. Cancer absolutely thrives.
All right, then what do I got to do?
Got to take care of dairy. Get dairy out of your world. Dairy that we have, everything. No, 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 no cheese, no milk, none of that stuff.
Oh, come on.
All inflammation producers. Nobody knows this. Yes. We're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk.
I understand.
It's nuts. Get rid of
and
that.
Not only that, another mammal that has all kinds of needs in their milk that we don't, like getting huge
absolutely.
And fat and big. And, oh, no wonder we're all getting anyway.
Huge and fat and big. Sorry.
There you go.
No, but you need to drop out some of these things. And let me tell you something, honestly. If you're having a birthday and you want a piece of cake, it's not going to kill you. But the point is,
it's
if you make
paralyze
it,
your immune system.
Well,
but
if you make the exception, Sam,
yes.
Not the rule. We in America, we have dessert with every meal, every night.
Yep.
And it's all wrong. So we have to reprogram the mind. It isn't hard. And let me just say this way. You don't have to give up everything in life. It's not what this is. It's that you have to refocus. Okay. And if you realize that you're eating a piece of candy right now is actually growing your cancer, you begin to think twice about the flavor in your mouth. This is not hard. You want to get rid of red meat for a while. Okay. All meat. I really just got rid of all meat except for salmon. And that's Atlantic caught, you know, fresh, you know, wild caught. It's nothing to do with you can never eat a steak like I had last night. It's just not a problem. You just have to be in moderation. Changing your diet is very important. So it becomes a completely 80% raw Okay, it's a plant-based diet that works. Because if you understand the scriptures at all, it says in Revelation 22, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Literally, the cures for all of our diseases are already here. They are already out there in nature.
So when you say 80% raw,
mm-hmm.
And so you're eating primarily salad, right?
A lot of salad and a lot of fruits, a lot of nuts, a lot of things like that, that are simple. They're not pre-programmed into the middle of the aisles of the Kroger or the Safeway. You have to look at what they do in there, in the middle of the aisles.
And most people look to the right, so all that stuff's on the right side, too. I mean, I understand. I've read books about this stuff. They literally engineer it to where you buy all the wrong stuff. It's amazing.
Well, throughout the store. Sam, exactly. Let me say it this way. In the middle of the store, you almost cannot eat anything because all the prepared foods have what's in them, things that are absolutely there for shelf life. They're going to put in these products shelf life enhancers, and that's just for money.
And profit. Shelf life enhancers doesn't give humanoids shelf life.
Absolutely.
All right. So we changed diet.
Yep.
We moved to a plant-based diet, 80%. Yep. You got to have exercise in there somewhere, right?
Of course you do.
You can't just lay around and...
No, and you can't act like you're going to die. Listen, you have to say, I'm aggressive. I'm going to beat this. And the way you beat it is by having a common sense sort of approach. You need some counsel. Somebody to say, hey, this works, this doesn't work. I know some products that are phenomenal, Sam, that actually will reverse cancer. So I've just gotten involved in all these things because of my research. I told you that man was a nutritional biochemist in Florida, and he said, here's some things that you need to look at. Well, a lot of the people that have advocated things that actually do heal and cure have been mysteriously shortness of breath happened. Okay, if you understand the concept, the things that actually heal and cure are oftentimes anathema to the medical system. So they don't want us to talk about them or to know about them. I do my best to alert people the fact that the cures for all of our diseases are already here, Sam. All of them are here. And you just have to know where to look.
Well, God made a wonderful world, brother. Don't forget it. And he understands who we are.
Amen.
And he understands the direction we need to go. And a lot of this is spiritual too, isn't it?
Amen, brother. You're exactly right. When you trust it, if your pastor, your person in your world says, trust the doctors, you've got a wrong idea. The scriptures say, trust the Lord, or trust Yahuwah is his real name. Trust him with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And he will, you know, prepare your path for you. You cannot just put your life in the hands of people that don't pray. Do you know those people never prayed over me? They never prayed with me. They never asked Father for wisdom. They don't do that. They literally are doing what's told to them by the pharmaceutical corporations.
They have got the wisdom, sir.
Hello.
In the arm of flesh shout out. Yeah. I would submit not trust.
You're exactly right. I don't trust them at all. But I do know this. Father will give you wisdom if you ask for wisdom. And this is a key, Sam. You have to ask for wisdom to know what to do. Say, Father, please give me wisdom. I kept asking, Jeremiah 6:16, it says, ask for the ancient paths and you will find shalom, or rest for your souls. And so what happened was I kept asking for wisdom. And by the way, I've studied the scriptures for 40 years every day. So literally I have an excellent relationship with the scriptures, not so much a building or a church or a denomination or any of that. But I literally have studied the scriptures. And in the course of my illness, I literally studied Aramaic and Hebrew roots of our faith. So it's been really a wonderful time for me to, you know, turn around.
You put nutrition, exercise, and spirituality together, meaning a positive mental attitude, and people will underestimate how really what a difference that makes as
you
well.
Got it.
You put that together, what am I missing?
It's 2%er, man. I'm a 1% guy. There's so many people out here that know that they should do things, but they just don't want to buck the system. They don't want to buck their family.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's awkward.
Yes, sir. And that's what it was for me. But I'll tell you something very important. People have to stand up for themselves. And we're getting that in the whole thing with Red Pill. They're thinking. People are thinking outside the box. They're not just doing what they're told. I have discovered through the course of my journey, this is now, I'll tell you something. He gave me 6 months to live. Remember I told you that?
Yes, sir.
All right. At that point, I went to the nutritional biochemist. He gave me the program. I did it faithfully. 6 months later, I got a call from oncology back at the AMA. And they literally said, we want to do a follow-up. And I said, okay. I hadn't talked to them in 6 months. I said, what? And she said, what date do you want? And I said, I looked at my watch. I said, how about March 17th? And she said, fine. She did not know the importance of that date. The significance was that was the precise date of my death, 6 months to the day I've been given the death sentence. So I went in on that day.
So you're rolling in there. They're expecting you to be on the gurney dead. And you're like, hallelujah.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I was very, very cautious because you could imagine I have no track record. This is all first time for me. So I literally went in and they did their Chem24 profiles, their blood work, lab assessments and all that. And guess what they found, Sam?
Cancer free.
You got it. Interestingly enough, though, brother, the thing that really, really stuck in my craw was that not one person asked me what I had done.
No, they don't care.
No. The last time they saw me,
they're like, you know what? You're kind of weird. You need to get out of here.
Well, they didn't.
We're glad you're well. Bye-bye.
They didn't really like me too well because I kept asking questions. Like a good attorney, I already knew the answers to the questions that I would ask, but they didn't want that. And I kept asking questions. Like, for instance, I asked one time when I was in there taking that chemo, being destroyed, everybody was turning gray and green and yellow and losing all their hair. I asked him one day, I said, what should I do for a diet? What should I eat? Do you know what the man said to me? This is my oncologist.
It doesn't really matter. Just be careful with too much sweets.
No. He didn't say anything. He said, it doesn't matter. Exactly right. He said, diet has nothing to do with cancer. Literally, he bald-faced told me that. And then he said, have hamburgers, french fries, Coke, whatever you want to have. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because you might as well enjoy your horrible death.
That's exactly. There, you know? Well, I found out it's even more nefarious. They know that they're dropping weight off of you like anything, and they want you to eat things that will keep weight on you or put weight back on you. They don't never mind about the nefarious nature of what that food will do to you.
You can just rot from the inside as long as it appears cool.
And as long as you're doing their thing. And what I found out, man, is that there were, like, every day when I was in that room taking the chemo, every time I was there's about 60 chairs in that room. And every one of those people was taking this stuff, and the people were coming in hazmat clothes to put it into my chest. I'm telling you, they were covered from head to toe. If they have this chemo, if they ever get it on themselves, it will absolutely have terrible effects on them. So they literally come in hazmats, putting this on. You can't even recognize these people. And literally they drop that into you. You know, there were about 60 people in the room. Do you know how much that man was making every time he prescribed chemo to me?
I just know it's big money.
It was $3,500.
Wow.
He was making, and 35, do the math, Sam, I bet you're fast. It's 3,500 times 60 people is about 210,000. And that, Sam, was Monday. And here comes Tuesday. And here comes Wednesday. So these people are making so much on the treatments.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wondering when the cancer cure people are going to tell you they've cured cancer and please don't send money.
That's not going to happen. But let me tell you another angle of this, what I really found out. I couldn't believe what was going on. The money is so serious. Do you know, at the date that I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer at Vanderbilt, that very month, my name hangs on a wall plaque at the corporate headquarters in Cleveland as being the number one selling agent in America, selling, of all things, cancer insurance. So I owned one of our policies, and literally when I went through the treatments, I was using the policy. You know, they hooked me on morphine. I was so sick, man. I couldn't stand it. I was taking chemo and all this stuff. Literally, my company paid me. At the failure of oncology, when he gave me that six-month death sentence, when I went naturopathically, at that point, do you know my own company stopped paying me anything? They denied all benefits to me. So literally, I realized that healthcare insurance is ended up to their eyeballs. And so they will only give you money if you follow the American Medical Association program. So this prompted me to start looking for financial resources.
Marcus, we're flat out of time. We got to fly. I'd love to talk to you more about this at another time. Really, ladies and gentlemen, there are herbs. There are solutions. There are positive mental attitude coaches. MarcusEllis.org if you want to learn more. Marcus, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sam. And financial resources are available if you want to get out of the system.
Hopping to a good doctor from Mexico that just flew into the red pill. They're curing COVID. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Gateway to the historic monument at Mount Rushmore. Blue skies, open country, a friendly and healthy population, and Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? Not a problem. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. lose. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, redpillexpo.org. Check it out. Live streams available. You got to purchase them, but man, they're incredible. You can share with your family. Good for 30 days after the live event and more. Spread the word. Tell the tale. redpillexpo.org. I'm live here with Loving Liberty Radio Networks. LovingLiberty.net is where you can learn more about the round-the-clock award-winning talk show hosts and more. Jumping to a good doctor that just flew in last night to Red Pill Expo in South Dakota. Yeah, in South Dakota, folks, we're here live. There's a little bit of freedom here. There's, sadly, a lot more freedom in Mexico than there is in the United States in some ways. We'll get into that in just a second. But Dr. Manuel, how do you say it? Aparicio.
You get
Aparicio.
It well.
Yep. All right. I don't do it justice. I'm sorry. But he is a medical doctor. He is a medical director in Mexico, and he's treating COVID with a 99.6 success rate. Doctor, welcome. Tell us a little bit about you first, then we'll get into the COVID.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Dr. Manuel Aparicio. I'm from Querétaro, Mexico, right in the center of Mexico. I'm a pediatric orthopedic surgeon and a spinal surgeon who happens to be treating COVID-19 patients with CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, with amazing results.
So let me ask you, because a lot of people are saying, you know what, ivermectin is the way to go. I believe those are probably two great options. I'm familiar with both of them. Everything but what they're telling us to do, pretty much, huh?
Yeah, ivermectin is a great drug. It's been studied a lot. It has proved prophylactic effectiveness and treatment effectiveness in COVID-19. In fact, in my talk, I'm going to talk about both ivermectin and CDS. And you're going to see that both are great in COVID-19, but CDS has a lot higher effectiveness than ivermectin.
And it's not a drug, right?
It's not a drug. It's an intelligent molecule. It's a simple molecule that goes all the way in your body and does the job.
All right, now tell people what that is again.
It's a chlorine dioxide solution.
Now, let me stop you there, because people are saying, wait a minute, you're telling me to use chlorine? No, that's not exactly what we're saying, right?
No, it's not chlorine. It's a molecule that is combined with a chlorine atom and two atoms of oxygen that divide inside the body and do the job. They get better the pH, they eliminate acid pathogens, and they augment the available oxygen in the body.
All right, so let me understand then. Is this something that the second you realize you have COVID, you do? Is this something that you do proactively or both? Tell me how it works.
Yeah, you can do it prophylactically, and that's the way to go. For example, in us, all the doctors that are seeing COVID-19 patients, you have to take it prophylactically so you don't get COVID-19. The effectiveness in this field, being with the COVID-19 patient, is in 92.34% is what we studied. And if you have symptoms of COVID or confirmed COVID and you take the substance, you have 99.6 effectiveness of avoid or not die due to COVID if you take the good protocols of CDS.
And when you say take it, what does that mean? Is that something that I have to have a doctor help me with? Is it full of protocols? Is it something very simple?
It's normally simple. If we want to do the prophylactic protocols, it is very simple. You just have to check the official protocols. And you don't need any doctor to do that, just some general advisory. And for the COVID-19 treatment, ideally, you need an experienced doctor or a therapist that knows about chlorine dioxide and the treatment in COVID-19. So you'll get the better results with that.
Now, is this commonly known in Mexico, or are you a unique alternative care provider in Mexico for this kind of stuff?
Well, I got to know this substance in March 2020. Imagine that. And now I've been for almost 16 months treating patients of COVID-19. But before that, I didn't know it. Now, in Mexico and worldwide, there's a lot of people that knows chlorine dioxide. And I think, to my view, or my point of view, is that the only good thing that I can get out of this pandemic, that a lot of people got to know CDS because of the pandemic. And I repeat, it's the only good thing that I can extract about this pandemic.
Do people need to come to Mexico to get well?
No. You can get it anywhere.
When you say get it anywhere, though, do you counsel people or give people guidance in other countries?
Yes, we have the COMUSEF. It's the World Health Coalition that I have the honor to preside as the medical director. We are in 25 countries, and there are more than 5,000 doctors who are treating patients of COVID-19 with CDS with the exact same results that I'm going to publish tomorrow in the conference.
So how do we help Americans understand this, then? How do we get the word out? It seems like they don't want to talk about this, do they?
No, the authorities never want to talk about this because it's not good for them. Because of the big pharma and all the business around, it is not good for them because this is a very cheap molecule that you can get easily. And it's not only good for COVID, it's good for many other pathologies because it alkalinizes the body and increases the biological availability of oxygen. So as that gets better in your body, you can get free of many pathologies.
I don't want to give away too much of your speech. I want people to listen tomorrow. It'll be available via redpillexpo.org for those who aren't at the conference, or make sure you're there. Watch your schedule if you are at the conference today. But I do want to understand, though, what's the difference between people like you who are very knowledgeable in the medical world, and then you learn about this, and you do the research, and you come back and say it's valuable, and then you work with it for 16-plus months, and you say, hey, the success rate's incredible. Here's the protocol. Here's what to do and how and what. What's the difference between a doctor like you versus a doctor who just simply, whatever, or afraid to touch it or unwilling, right? What's the difference? How do we get these other people to cross that threshold is the point, right?
That's a very interesting question, because the difference is just have to open your mind and be open to new concepts. All that we learned in university is a lie, pretty much. And this molecule that acts completely different to all the medication, you have to have erase some bad knowledge from before and increase your new knowledge with substances like chlorine dioxide that act completely different as what we learned in university. Just to be open in your mind, that's it. That's the key.
All right. Does it get rid of it overnight when you take it? Is it let you get over it faster? Does it strengthen your immune system? What happens?
It's completely off your system in 60 to 90 minutes. So it's you cannot detect it like 60 minutes after you take it in any part of the body. So the body gets the substance and eliminates it very well and easily.
Wow. Are there things that you need to do at the same time, or is it a singular solution?
Yes, you have to always mix it with water. You have to avoid, during the intakes of the CDS, you have to avoid antioxidants, and for example, C vitamin, which is taken a lot in these times. And you have to...
So you don't want vitamin C with it?
No, but you can take vitamin C at night. For example, you end your protocol at...
Okay, and the reason why is because it goes out of your system so quickly.
Yes, and the main reason that you shouldn't take vitamin C is because it's an antioxidant, and the chlorine dioxide, the mechanism of action is an oxidant. So they kind of like fight inside the body, so you should not mix those substances. If nothing happens, they would only inactivate, but you should not mix it at the same time.
It'll just destroy the mojo, so to speak.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And how long, then? Do people show antibodies after?
Yes, of course. We have that statistic also. You're going to see it tomorrow. Three-fourths of the people who make the antibiotic test after the COVID and the treatment with CDS develop IgG antibiotics.
So maybe I need to have a CDS card instead of a vaccine card. Huh?
You should start right now.
All right. Anything else we should know? I'm trying to trim around the edges to pique people's interest and not really drill in too much to the speech, because I believe that the speech from beginning to end is really what you need to pay attention to. But what else have I missed that you want people to kind of know as a teaser?
The most important thing is that you should know that it's a totally innocuous molecule, that we have very safe therapeutic doses of the CDS. There are a few substances in the world that you can have this range of potential therapeutic effectiveness. And it's very safe and effective. You should only have the correct substance and the correct protocols, and you have a great body inside you.
Dr. Manuel Aparicio, ladies and gentlemen, with me. His speech tomorrow at Red Pill. Look, folks, listen to me carefully. Latin American doctors are treating people with CDS protocols. 99.6% cure rate for the COVID. That's a very bold statement, doctor.
That it is. Yeah, you're going to see tomorrow the numbers are great. The effectiveness is very high. And compared with ivermectin, as we said before, which is a very good drug for treating COVID-19, has a lot better effectiveness. You'll see tomorrow. It's very interesting.
So last question, have you reached out to Donald? I mean, Donald Trump ought to clarion this call, shouldn't he?
Well, not directly, but indirectly, yes.
All right. You got to get a little more direct with the people.
That is great, yes.
Especially when vaccines. So are you recommending people just jettison the vaccine?
No, please do not vaccine. Not,
don't,
never.
Don't do the vaccine.
Don't, never, please.
All right. And not only do you never do the vaccine, I got a question for you. If you take the vaccine, then can this CDS treatment reduce the abuse of the vaccine?
Hey, that's a very good question. It's the most common one that I get nowadays. And yes, it can lower the side effects, but once you're vaccinated and you have the substance inside, there's nothing else to do.
Because you've generated the spike protein now.
Yes. It's very important to people to know and to document themselves and what's happening with the vaccines. We are in an experiment protocol right now. It is not authorized. It has only an emergency use authorization, and because we're still in trial. So the people who get vaccinated right now are part of the experiment.
Wow, don't take the jab, people. Don't do it, please. Even the good doctor tells you that. Come on now. All right, doctor, we sure appreciate you, my friend. There's a lot to learn, a lot going on. It's fast track these days, isn't it?
That it is. Yes, correct. Thank you very much.
Now, one of the last points I want to make is they say they don't know if the vaccines will work with some of the new strains or new variants or whatever word you want to use. But what the CDS protocol could be used for all kinds of future things as well, huh?
Yes, of course. Well, if we are talking that CDS has a 92.34% effectiveness as prophylactic and 99.6% effectiveness in therapeutic, and the vaccines have not demonstrated anything, why in the hell would you vaccinate yourself if you have a substance that can do the job? And it's totally innocuous, and the vaccination is not innocuous. I mean, I don't know if I would even call it a vaccine, just an experiment injection.
Well, it's a gene therapy experiment, yeah. All right, so last question for you. Then how much if I get the cocoa and I want to take the CDS treatment, how much is it going to cost me? And beginning and end.
Oh, we have that perfectly calculated. The cost, the main cost is a prophylactic management. It costs $25 a month, the prophylactic. And in the mild cases of COVID-19, it costs $300 for the whole treatment with studies and everything.
All right, so it's very, very affordable. Compared to the vaccines and all the other protocols they're doing, you don't need ventilators with this. You don't need any of those kind of things. It's very simple, very quick acting, very safe and effective.
That is correct, my friend. Completely safe and effective.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, he flew in from Mexico. We have to import talent and expertise so we know what to do with the COVID in America. Supposedly the land of the free, the home of the brave. We're supposed to be on top of everything, but alas. We're grateful for our Mexican partners and friends and physicians and people who know what the heck's going on to tell the tale of liberty right here at Red Pill Expo. Thank you, good doctor. We appreciate you, my friend. Wrapping up hour one, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman. Hour two coming up straight ahead. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips live from Red Pill Expo, representing lovingliberty.net and all of our friends across the globe. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? I declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.